The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. This is AP McCoy's countdown to 4,000 winners. He's got 9 to go at the time of recording on Thursday morning. He's on 3,991. So only 9 to go, AP. Do you get excited at this point?
No. Obviously, I'm looking forward to getting there. And, you know, I wish it was easy. John has said... 9 winners is still quite a lot, you know. Hopefully in the next week or two I'll be able to get there, and we'll see. You know, I was quite lucky. I had a lot of winners last week, but it doesn't happen like that every week, unfortunately. So but hopefully, you know, I've got some nice rides in the next 3 or 4 days, you know, so hopefully I'll be able to chalk a few more off. But 9 winners is a little bit more difficult to ride than people think.
Yes, and you said that last time I spoke to you, probably mid-November, you'd be happy with that. Is that still the case?
Obviously, the quicker the better, really. But, you know, you just have to take it day by day and hopefully be able to chalk off a winner every time you go on racing. But it's not easy, but, you know, we'll keep going and hopefully in the next week or two, I'll be able to get there. So the sooner it gets, it's done the better, you know?
Yep. And obviously, as you're so close now, AP, when you have quiet days like you did yesterday, does that make it more frustrating to you?
It's obviously like to ride 5 or 6 favourites every day, but on Saturday it can't always be like that. And, you know, yesterday I had 2 rides, you know, they finished 4th. You know, so you can't ride the favourites or can't ride winners every day, but we'll try, and hopefully, as I say, each day we'll be able to take off a winner here and there, and hopefully eventually I'll get there.
Okay, good stuff. Let's look ahead to your rides on Thursday then, AP. You have 3 rides at Stratford this afternoon, the first of which comes in the 240, which is a National Hunt Novices Hurdle qualifier over 2.5 miles. And you're on board the favourite in this one. Snake Eyes is a popular favourite at 4-9 and potential to be much better than this in the future.
Well, you'd hope so. He's a pretty short price, but I rode him one day at Kempton last year, and he got beat at a pretty short price. I think he was 1-5 or something. Got beat by a horseman indefinitely who hasn't really set the world alight. But he's capable of winning. I think he, you know, he's a horse that seems to have a bit of a reputation. He seems to have a bit of a reputation, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not what he's got from achieving on his 2 runs over hurdles, that's for sure. But it doesn't look a great race. He's starting off in the right company. If he's got any ability whatsoever or any potential to be a good horse, he needs to be winning this, you know.
Yeah, are there any signs of him calming down a little bit at home over the summer, rather?
I think he's quite a keen horse, so, you know, he'd have to be dropped in and relaxed in the race. That's the only thing. But as I said, if he's going to have the potential to be a good horse, he needs to be winning this. You know, there's a few horses in there with bits of form. Obviously, Rebecca Curtis is one of bumper in Worcester during the summer, but if he's going to have any ability, he needs to be winning, to be honest.
Okay. Your second round ride this afternoon is in the 3:10, which is a handicap chase over 2.7 miles. You're on board, very stylish for John Joe O'Neill, and the money's come for the horse this morning, 7-1 into 5-1. What do you make of your chances on that one?
He's been running pretty poorly, so he needs to perform a lot better. He hasn't ran for a couple of months, so hopefully he comes back in better form than he left behind him in his last few runs in here, that's for sure. He's got a bit of a chance, but he needs to improve big time on what he's achieved the last sort of year or so. So hopefully he's got a chance in an open looking race. The likes of Listen Boy looks a non-exposed horse that keeps improving, having his first run for nearly a year for Nigel Twiston Davis, and Desperate Dex of Tom George's has got pretty good form as well, but very stylish, needs to improve on what he's achieved so far. What he's achieved in the last year, he definitely needs to improve on. The only plus for him is that John O'Neill's horses are flying, and that's probably the only plus I could give him.
Okay, and he did win at this kind of time of year last year as well, so maybe he just prefers the earlier season stuff.
Possibly. I'm glad I'm not a punter, but hopefully, if he, you know, I'd be delighted if he can win. But as I said, he needs to achieve a lot more than he's achieved in the last year, that's for sure.
Okay. Your final ride comes in the 410. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and six furlongs. And you team up with Rebecca Curtis. You're on board Bob Keown, who's currently the second favourite this morning at 9-2. Andy Kelly, the market leader. What do you make of your chances on Bob Keown?
Yeah, again, I don't know much about him. He was second, obviously. He's only run the point-to-point. Rebecca obviously does well with her bumper horses. Hopefully he's a nice sort of horse. I haven't spoke to her, but hopefully he's okay. Andy Kelly, as you said, obviously looks the one to beat. He's was fourth in a maiden hurdle behind Warden Hill. You know, that's probably decent enough for him. He wasn't beaten that far, so yeah, he's probably the one to beat. But hopefully my horse, Bob Keown, has a good chance. He's starting off at 2 miles six, so he obviously is more of a stare than a speed horse. But on the form of the ones that have ran, Andy Kelly looks to have the best form. I suppose the other one, if you're picking one out, again, is one of Dan Skelton's that's been second in a couple of points. Could be a nice sort of horse. But the one with the best form is Andy Kelly.
Good stuff, AP. Good luck with those rides this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.